Good morning and shalom. We praise Jesus for the opportunity to reflect on the Word of God. We want to conclude the first letter to Timothy, that's chapter 6, from verses 10 or verses 11 all the way to 21. And we want to understand the final charge to Timothy, Paul's final charge to Timothy. Paul is a great mentor. Paul is a great father, a father of faith. He brought up a young man called Timothy, a teenager, a Gen Z, as we can call them today, and he invested himself in this young man. He allowed Timothy to catch all the models of leadership of God's people from Timothy or from Paul. Paul traveled with him from place to place, and Timothy was part of the journey. He learned more than what he thought he learned, and he developed more than what he knew he had developed. You see, this is what we call null curriculum. This is the hidden curriculum, is the hidden method of teaching the young people. Or he, because it's a, it's not, it's about what we do. It's not even about what we say, it's about what we do. And so some people say that 80% of the way we train our mentees, and the way we coach is by what we do, is by who we are, is by our character. We do not know that we are doing it. We do more than what we think we do. So it's good that we continue to develop the right character, because we produce after our own. And so Paul took much of his time to develop and to mentor, to coach this young man. By this time, he wanted also to use his final charge, the words, the instruction, because coaching is about what we are. We coach by what we are. We coach by what we do, but we coach also by what we say. Let's see. Let's now look at what Paul had to say concerning the life of this young man. And there are a number of things Paul wanted Timothy to start doing. He wanted Timothy to stop doing a few things, and he also wanted Timothy to continue doing. So he was giving a criteria of what to start doing, what to stop doing, what to continue doing, and especially when he is away. And Paul knew he might not be with his boy for a long time. Actually, he had been in prison, and this time he has been released a little. And he sent Paul, Timothy to Ephesus to take charge in terms of leadership. But now, as he finished there, he's giving him the final charge. Look at verses 11, 1 Timothy 6 and verses 11. But you, man of God, free from all this. What is all this? What is he to run away from? It's the love of money, is a treasure, is storing up the treasure here on earth. It is pierring himself with many griefs. It is the desire for treasure. As you had said there, that many who are eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves from many griefs. He was told now, free from this. You, man of God, free from all this. What is all this? Is the love of money, which is the root of all kind of evil. Free from all this is the temptation to get rich, is the temptation or a trap, to get into many foolish and harmful desires about wealth. Every time
We have the wrong view of wealth, the position, and the quality. We will definitely start worshipping wealth instead of God. We make wealth a treasure, our God, and we start competing with Jehovah. Wealth becomes an idol, and once becomes an idol, becomes an enemy with God, and God cannot withstand idol worship in our lives. It doesn't matter what we do. So Paul is telling Timothy that you, man of God, free from all those things, those love of money. But then he was told, but pursue five things. You pursue the true wealth. Remember up there he talked about godliness with contentment. But he was told, pursue this. What is it? You pursue righteousness. You pursue godliness. You pursue faith. You pursue love. That is, pursue is to learn after. You pursue endurance and gentleness. That was a good charge. Another charge, part of the final charge, was fight the good fight of faith. Not only that you're going to pursue faith, but you are going to fight the good fight of faith. That faith, godliness, righteousness, love, endurance, gentleness, you have to fight for it, not only to pursue it, but once you get, because you see, you can pursue it, you can run after it. By the grace of God, you get it. It's great gain. That's great wealth. But once you get it, protect it, fight for it. Fight. That's a good fight of faith. Then take hold of eternal life, to which you were called when you made good conversion in the presence of many witnesses. Not only keeping faith, but you continue to take hold of life. That is life. When you have the right view of wealth, that becomes life. So to take hold of it. When you first made a good conversion before many witnesses, get hold of it then in the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and to Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate made a good conversion. I charge you to keep this command without spots and blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul now here gives the parameters of his charge. He says, I want to call a witness, Jesus Christ, who made good conversion before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this charge until Jesus comes, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus. Paul made Timothy to realize that he is not going to lead this church forever. He is not going to be, to keep there waiting and fighting those that are really bringing evil teachings. He was not going to contend forever. Jesus is bound to appear again. And so he was told, you keep making conversion. Let your conversion be a good one, and let it pattern after the one, the good pattern of conversion of Jesus Christ, which he made before Pontius Pilate. This Jesus is coming again. So keep this charge until he appears. And Jesus is coming again, which God will bring about in his own time. This charge he was to keep until Jesus comes, or the appearing of Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. This Jesus was given several definitions. The appearing of Jesus, which is very key, this is very important, is God will bring in his own time. And then he says, he is our God. Number one, this Jesus who is going to appear is a blessed and only ruler. Wow. This Jesus, whom Paul was to make, Timothy was to make a good a charge or good proclamation until he comes, he was a blessed and only ruler. He was the king. He is the king of kings. He is the lord of lords. And who alone is immortal. Very good definition of Jesus. And who lives in an unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever and ever. So that is what Paul is telling Timothy. Is a charge. Keep fighting before his presence. Let him be the one that keeps you or that helps you to keep fighting. Then the other command or charge, because a charge is a command, is a command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant. Now, Timothy was not only supposed to keep or stop pursuing love of wealth and being eager for money and all that, but he was also to command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, not to put their hope in wealth. Now he comes back to wealth here again. That those who are rich in this present world, God makes us rich, and we're supposed to be contented, and we're supposed to be to have godliness with faith, and to pursue all those right attitudes. But then those who are rich present age were not supposed to be arrogant. They are commanded not to be arrogant, not to put their hope in wealth. Why? This wealth is so uncertain on earth. But to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. God has put all wealth in heaven for us and is going to provide everything for our enjoyment. Then he was to command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of life that is truly life. In verse 20, Paul says, another final charge, Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you. He was not only to free from the love of money, he was also supposed to pursue, to follow faith and godliness. He was supposed to fight for it after he has received life, that is true life. But he was also supposed to command others. It's a good charge. And then final one, he was supposed to guard what has been entrusted to your care and to turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed and in so doing have departed from faith. Grace be with you all. So Timothy was charged by Paul for what he was supposed to leave or to stop, what he was supposed to pursue, and what he was supposed to start doing. What a good father of faith Paul was to Timothy. May God connect us with good fathers of faith. May God mix us fathers of faith to others. In Jesus' name. Father, we praise you. Thank you because of the charge that Timothy received from his father. We pray that you may connect us to such fathers of faith in these last days. We also pray that you may make us good fathers of faith to the rest of the Gen Zs and the rest of the people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.